Earlier today, the Reserve Bank of Australia left rates on hold while maintaining a relatively hawkish and certainly less dovish tone. The move comes on the heels of last week's dovish Fed decision and highlights a growing monetary policy divergence between the Fed and other major central banks, which is having a clear impact on the U.S. dollar. The dollar selling has also been accompanied by risk-on flow, with investors feeling good about the Fed's accommodative gestures, as well as feeling good about stimulus measures out of China to support the local economy. Over in the Eurozone, we got another round of softer data, this time from German IFO reads that failed to meet forecasts. The euro has, however, held up relatively well on account of the broad-based U.S. dollar selling and wave of post-Fed decision dovish Fed speak. Looking ahead, we get Fed speak and ECB speak, Canada manufacturing sales, U.S. Case-Shiller, U.S. house prices, U.S. consumer confidence, the Richmond Fed Manufacturing Index, and a Bank of Canada Malcolm speech. That's all for now.